Hi, it's Ebony. And before we jump into today's episode, I want to share a bit about my 5-day energy cleanse challenge that is coming up on April 18th. I am super excited. It is a 5-day event in which if you sign up, you will get a challenge for the day, and the challenge will be related to the lesson for the day. The lessons are taught by 5 special guests I've had on my podcast. We have the wonderful psychotherapist and author Bridget Gaspard, who will be teaching us how to get unstuck, how to enlist our inner selves and get unstuck. We have the fun and wonderful Jeff Harry, who is a play expert and the founder of Rediscover Your Play, who will be teaching us how we can use play in our lives to cultivate joy and purpose. We have Noelle Anderson. She's a wonderful music therapist. I'm going to be using the word wonderful a lot because they're all wonderful. She's a wonderful music therapist who will be teaching us how to use music to heal. We have the magnificent, there's a new word, Nicole Starbuck, who she's a wellness coach and an author and an energy healer, and she will be teaching us how to embrace our intuition. And then we have the wonderful blogger, podcaster, writer, Jacqueline Steele, who will be teaching us how we can have emotional freedom. So they will be live streaming with me throughout that week and teaching us their wisdom and knowledge and these strategies that we can use to empower ourselves so that we can become the best versions of ourselves and attract abundance. This is an energy cleanse. It is an energetic detox. Think of all of the yuckiness that you accumulate throughout the day. You had an argument earlier with your friend, or someone said something that rubbed you the wrong way, but you kind of held it in. Someone cut you off on your way to work. Someone talked back with you or talked back to you at work. I mean, we have all these things that happen that we experience throughout the day, and we typically hold on to that. We don't typically let go of it or cleanse it from our energy field. So this event is going to teach us strategies to help balance and clear our energy. And of course, there's me. I forgot about myself. I'm one of the teachers too. And I will be teaching energy tapping, the grounding, and meditation. So these are strategies that we can use very practically in our everyday lives to clear the ickiness. Because once the ickiness is cleared and we feel lighter, this means that we have more energy to start attracting the things that we actually want to receive in our lives. So I'm super excited for this event. Stay tuned for more information. I actually spent way more time than I had intended to for during this brief introduction, but I just hope that you can feel my excitement and that you want to partake in this also, because I am going to be learning right along with you. Okay, so now let's jump into today's episode.
Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential.
Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy to be here. I am Ebony, and happy Tuesday. I know I am a day late. I actually posted an interview this weekend, so yay for me, because I haven't done that in a while. And I posted it on Sunday night because that's when I finished editing and everything. So it didn't make sense, and I didn't have the time to post or to make two episodes. So that's why I am a day late, and it's Tuesday evening, like PST, Pacific Standard Time. So I'm sure that most people will be listening to this on Wednesday. But you know what? It's all good, because better late than never. So how do you want to show up this week? How do you want to show up midweek? How have you been showing up this week? Maybe that's an even better question. When I posed this question in my Facebook group this on Monday, my answer was, I want to show up willing to listen, even if I disagree with someone. I want to show up willing to listen, even if I disagree with someone. That is hard. You know, it's really easy for me to listen to people, like strangers or people I'm not particularly close with, or it's easy for me to listen to things I disagree with coming from people that I don't particularly know well. No problem. Like, yeah. But when it comes to people that I'm close to, that's hard for some reason. I don't know why. And I've noticed that lately. And I do not become argumentative. Well, I don't become very verbose, but my energy is very resistant. So you can feel my annoyance just being in my presence, or even if it's over the phone, in my tone of voice, you can feel the, like, you've got a lot of nerve disagreeing with me. You could feel that in my voice. So I want to show up with an open heart and ears that are ready to listen, and not needing anyone to agree with me. Not needing anyone to agree with me. Just hear me out, and you don't need to agree. And I don't have to agree with you, but I will hear you out. And I think that's the better plan than this passive aggressiveness that I sometimes do, and then holding on to that anger, which is an energy, it's a lower energy, even after the conversation has ended, hours after the conversation has ended, days after the conversation, I still have this energy of anger in my body. And it might be dormant for a minute, but then I start thinking about the conversation, and it just wakes that energy up, and I start feeling it in my body, and it's not good, because it starts to affect my body in ways that I cannot even see. If you think about this, okay, you know how when you think about a lemon, your mouth probably starts to water. If you think about something funny, you begin to laugh, right? If you think about something sexual, you'll begin to have sensations within your body. These are all physical effects of thoughts. Okay, so that right there is evidence that your thoughts affect you physically. Now, just imagine, those are the physical sensations that are are very obvious, right? Think of the physical sensations, or I should say, the physical effects that are taking place in your body that you can't even see or feel. That should be enough right there to behoove you to become aware of your thoughts, to be more vigilant in how you want to spend time in your thoughts, right? Because for me personally, is it worth ruminating on a conversation that upset me? Because what is that doing to my body? Well, the more productive thing to do would be to have an honest conversation with that person, and very honestly and respectfully and with love express how I feel. That would be the more productive thing to do, instead of just holding everything in and making myself physically weak, eviscerating myself, basically. That's what I'm doing, just making my body weak. Because you cannot think or you can't hold anger or fear and be at your physical best. I mean, it literally weakens you. The energy of fear and anger weakens you physically. So I didn't even mean to get into all of that, but I just did. Let's just keep in mind the effect our thoughts have on us. What I really wanted to talk about, because I just finished a Facebook live stream that you can actually see, because I live streamed it not only to my group, but to both my Facebook pages. And I talked about an email that I sent out. If you're on my email list, then you already got this message. But I think this was one of my favorite emails to write, because I talked about the toys of my childhood and the things that I've always wanted for Christmas and didn't get. And I always wanted, when I was a little girl, I wanted a Cabbage Patch Kid doll. Never got the Cabbage Patch Kid doll. I wanted that because it was just the thing. It was like so much excitement over the Cabbage Patch Kids. They were selling out like hotcakes. In my live stream, I mentioned like that was the Tickle Me Elmo of the 80s for the Cabbage Patch Kids. And my mother had a friend who was a foster mother, and she had a foster daughter who was my age. And so she had a Cabbage Patch Kid, and we would go visit them every so often. And I would feel envious, because she had a Cabbage Patch Kid and I wanted a Cabbage Patch, and I never got one. So the next year, when I was around 6, because I think Cabbage Patch was like right around 5, I wanted a Rainbow Bright doll. I was really into Rainbow Bright, and she was this, well, if you're my age, you know, if you have kids my age, you know, if you're a little younger, probably not. But Rainbow Bright was a girl who, I don't even remember where she lived. I just remember that I don't even remember what her superpower was, but she dressed in this really colorful outfit, and she was always surrounded by rainbows. I think she could make rainbows, and her task was probably just to make the world a brighter, better, happier place. And I loved the cartoon, and I wanted the doll. I would daydream about hanging out with Rainbow Bright, like running through clouds and sliding down rainbows. I just was obsessed with her almost. And I never got the Rainbow Bright doll. By age 7, I was into the Chimpettes. Chimpettes, right? Okay, so they were the girlfriends of Alvin and the Chipmunks, and they had their own cartoon. And I think they had their own cartoon. Otherwise, how would I be into them? Because I don't think they were just like making guest appearances on the Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm pretty sure they had their own cartoon. Anyways, I remember Brittany. Okay, Brittany was the leader of the three. They were sisters. And Brittany, she was Alvin's counterpart, although they had this love-hate relationship. But Brittany wore this pink outfit. Pink was my favorite color. And she wore these yellow leg warmers, and she was confident, and she was sassy, and she just didn't take anything off anyone, and she was the leader. And I just wanted the Brittany doll so badly. I think of those three, a Rainbow Bright, a Cabbage Patch Kids, and Brittany, I wanted Brittany. I wanted her so bad. And I never got Brittany. I don't know exactly what I have a feeling my parents just maybe couldn't afford them, or maybe they just couldn't find them. Although we did get a lot of toys for Christmas. I don't think it was necessarily that they couldn't afford, because my brother seemed to get everything he wanted. he's like 3 years younger than me, but he was very much into like Ghostbusters and He-Man and the Ninja Turtles when they were popular, and he seemed to get those things. But as an adult, looking back, it wasn't like my childhood was ruined because I didn't get those toys. That's not the case, because I can now see that what I wanted really wasn't the toys. I wanted the feelings that the toys would give me. I wanted that excitement. I wanted to feel the joy and confidence and sassiness with my Brittany doll. I wanted the joy and excitement of Rainbow Bright, and just holding that doll and feeling like I'm running through clouds and sliding down rainbows. And so it's the feelings that I wanted. And guess what? Throughout my life, I have been gifted those feelings, and they've come in a variety of different packages. And they're always unexpected packages that I'm getting that are full of joy and excitement. And once we can realize that the physical object that we are jonesing, sometimes it's a slang way of saying it, but the thing that we really want, you know, we see someone else has, we really want, maybe we don't even see that someone else has it, we just want the thing. It's not really the thing that we want. It's the feeling that we think the thing is going to give us. And so if we can press pause and just check ourselves, do we want to invest so much energy going after this physical object, or do we want to save that energy and use it to feel the feelings now? Why not feel the happiness now? Why not feel the excitement and the joy and the confidence now? Because once we get the object, you know how it is, especially with toys and kids. A month later, it doesn't have that same zest that it did when you first unwrapped it under the Christmas tree or unwrapped it on your birthday. Now it's something new that you have your eye on that will now give you those feelings all over again, right? It's almost like when you're vying for an object, that object has an expiration date on it. And it's a very short lifespan. And once it expires, you're just off to the races to find another object. And that can be very exhausting and very expensive, right? Nothing wrong with having things, but I think that what will make life a lot more fulfilling and what will probably make getting things that are really meaningful to you a lot more easier, because you'll just start attracting them, is to get to the feeling first. Feel the feeling first. Because when you feel the happiness and the joy, then that will begin to, it has this, what is the word? It has this spreading effect. That's not the word I'm looking for, but it begins to expand. That's it. There's this expansion of that joy and happiness in and around you. And when that joy and happiness expands around you, it just wants to lock hands with more joy and happiness, you know, or anything around you. It's going to be reaching for all joy and happiness. So that means it's going to start attracting all these experiences and wonderful people and things to you. The feeling does that, not the object. So that is what I wanted to share today. Do I have an inspiration for the week? I don't even think I have one. But you know what? I'm going to make an inspiration of the week from this episode and from the email that is. And by the way, if you're not on my email list, then yeah, jump on my email list. And thank you so much for spending time with me today. I'm so happy to be here. And I look forward to next time, which will be in a couple of days, right? Yes. Have a wonderful week and see you next time. Of course, follow me on social media. Sorry, I forgot about that. You can follow me on Facebook at Motivation to Write and Motivation to Heal, either one of those two pages. And Instagram at Motivation to Heal, Twitter at Ebony Haywood. And again, you can sign up for my newsletter at zazo.com. Okay, bye-bye.